All right, the Baskervilles on WFMU.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for coming down and playing.
Well, thanks so much for playing all of our instruments for us, Evan.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier on me.
I know, you guys sat there and watched this whole time.
I know.
So I will quickly just recap the songs that people heard. We heard Have You Seen Them and A Little More Time, and both of those are available for free download right now on your website, baskervilles.net.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that in a second.
Okay.
And then before that, we heard Apartment. We heard After Work. We heard Caught in a Crosswalk. And we heard an old hit, Midnight at the Underground Club.
That's it.
And Rob, if you could introduce yourself and your bandmates, since they don't all have microphones handy.
My name is Rob, and I sing and play guitar. I am sitting next to Stephanie, who you can't see out there in Radio Land, but she plays keyboards and she sings. Then there is Christoph Gerazisis on bass and German vocals, and Craig on the drums, who also sings Dutch vocals as well. Yeah.
Excellent. A very multicultural group you have there.
Yeah, well.
So let's just kind of start at the top for a minute with Midnight at the Underground Club. And I was trying to remember how, not to date you guys, but how old is that song by now? I feel like I've been hearing that song for a while.
Oh, I think it sounds a little bit like a Squeeze song. So you've probably been hearing it for about 25 years now. But we wrote that in 2005, so it's not that old. But,
okay.
We do it a lot.
And what gave you the idea for the Twilight 14 download series, posting a song per month?
Well, we are really bad at making deadlines. So I thought that if we create this series and we have to push songs out on the internet and we have to get songs done, that it'll force the band to get together and actually record and write more songs. So it's been relatively successful, I think.
So are you doing a song per month recording-wise, or do you have like a few in the can and you're kind of tweaking them as you go along?
No, we'll write about four or five at one time, and then we'll record them and then take them down to Mitch Easter. In fact, this last batch was a lot of songs. I think we did nine.
Mm-hmm.
And gave ourselves a long break. But we haven't played together since January, so we're just getting together again now to do more practicing,
mm-hmm.
Which is really hard.
You kind of have to relearn how to play with each other and how the songs go and everything like that.
Well, we like playing with each other. It's just playing instruments with each other is the problem.
Well, I do know, for example, that the May Twilight 14 release you had mentioned was delayed due to a timpani edition.
That's the story we're going to go with.
That's a good story, and the timpani sounds great, I might add.
Oh yeah, so, Craig did that.
Good, nicely done.
Yeah,
I played a little timpani myself back in high school.
It's the coolest drum, I think.
It is.
Yeah, Craig just played nothing but cymbals the whole time in high school. He put his head right between the cymbals, and away he went.
So then eventually these songs that are up on the Twilight 14 website are going to come out on a physical release. Is that correct?
That's right. So you should download them now, because as soon as the physical release comes out, you're not going to be able to get them free anymore unless you do like just about everybody else in the country does and downloads them on one of the many sites. But they're legitimately available for free until December, maybe? Let's say December. We'll say December.
Well, we're up to, month nine right now?
Yes.
So five more to go, I guess.
Yes, we're ready to give birth to the last bunch.
Good. Well, we'll be looking for. We got a little sneak preview of one of them in that set.
Yeah, that Stephanie's singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say, if I may just revert to gushing fan mode for a moment, that your songs are so catchy and so well crafted, and the production on them is just amazing as well.
Thank you. Yes,
it's everyone is a real treat. So I appreciate you coming down, and people can see you live Friday and Saturday.
Yes. Should I say where?
Please.
Friday, again, is at the Delancey. It's for the New York City Pop Fest, and that's going to be with a whole bunch of great bands. And then we're going to be playing with Mitch Easter on Saturday night at Magnetic Field in Brooklyn.
Cool. Well, I urge everyone to go down and check out the Baskervilles Friday night at the Delancey and Saturday at Magnetic Field.
I urge everyone to go down and do the same.
All right, well, that's two of us.
We are fun.
Yeah, it's true. I've seen you guys before, and it's a great show, and everyone should go check you out and go online to baskervilles.net and download all those songs for free while you can.
Yay.
Anything else you guys would like to add while you have an open microphone in front of you?
Oh, gosh. yeah. Just get me some rubber gloves and I'll be ready. Let's push pause. Get me some rubber gloves and I'll pull out some more things to talk about here.
All right. All right. Thanks again for coming down. Baskervilles on WFMU.
Thank you.
Oh, and thanks to Bill Bowen for engineering, of course.
Yes, Bill. Thanks.